in youth, I had it all somehow in a book, don't worry. Yes.
The man that is debarred sees the action from the attributes. He that has lost the essence is in the attributes. Inasmuch as those united are absorbed in the essence, O son, how should they look upon his attributes?
Translation? Who is ready to translate this stuff? You realize it's not really translatable, because it's so poetic. First of all, he talks about createe and creator. He said, the fellow which is in veil, which is covered up, who is not opened up, he will see the creation. He will not see the creator. First. Secondly, the connected fellow means the fellows who are connected. To what? Connected to what? To we. When you open your heart, you open it to we, the humanity. That's what it is. So the fellow who are connected, they are submerged in the essence of that stuff. They don't look at the adjectives and the stuff around it. They love the subject as it is. Like, when you're submerged in a river, what do you see? Only water. The people who are filled up with passion and love, they see only love. They don't see anything else. Yes?
When your head is at the bottom of the river, how will your eye fall on the color of the water? And if you come back from the bottom to the color of the water, then you have received a coarse woolen garment and given fur.
Now, shal is not fur. It's more a silky stuff. Very tender. It's mainly silk. And coarse woolen garment is the interpretation of palos. Palos, in Persian language, means the poorest fellow has a nonsense for mattress or a rug to sit on. We call it palos. Means the poorest fellow who doesn't have any equity. They said, you change it like this. You gave the silk and you took that one. Yes?
The piety of the vulgar is sin in the elect. The unitive state of the vulgar is a veil in the elect.
What does that mean? Means that the good thing, this is something that you cannot really swallow it. The thing, good thing that you do, if I do that, it's bad. The thing that I do, if Rumi did it, was bad. Because to us, good and bad is not usefulness. It's something more. And we understand that. We understand that I need a lot of exercise. Why? Practice makes perfect. I'm sorry, I cannot say it in English, but in Persian language, the verb of kindness, mehr, is varzidan, varzish, means practice. Because you learn it by practice. In theory, you will get nothing. Okay, kindness is good, blah, 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 good. So what? It's the feeling inside. You have to feel good about it. And it comes by practice. Okay? So I need a lot of practice. Then I look at Shams. Should I expect that he needs a lot of practice? the champion. He doesn't need it. Therefore, there is no cliché here. That do this, it will happen like that. It's not like that. And in here, we are not democratic. Excuse me, but honestly, we are not. Because we cannot say everybody is equal. Nobody equals Mozart, period. Therefore, we have special people. And we treat them as a special fellows. We call them masters. Mainly they are masters. Because when they arrive to that level of mastership, they don't need exercise anymore. They know what they're doing. These are those people. Yes?
If the king makes the vizier, the police inspector, the king is his enemy. He is not his friend. Also, that vizier will have committed some offense. Necessarily change is not without cause. He that has been a police inspector from the first, to him that has been fortune and livelihood from the beginning. But he that was first the king's vizier, evil doing is the cause of making him a police inspector. When the king has called you from the threshold into his presence, and again has driven you back to the threshold, know for sure that you have committed a sin.
Did you get the point he made? The point in this paragraph was like this. He said, let me talk about being the chief of the police. Is it good or bad? Somebody became chief of the police. If he was a drifter, good for him. If he was a prime minister, means he has been kicked out. He deserves it. In the story. That's what it is. It's relative. Goodness is relative. Doing good, looking good, is not logical. Is different. Conclusion, whenever something goes wrong, you should go and say, I did something wrong. Exactly the opposite of the ego. When something goes wrong, the ego will jump out and say, this is what the universe is all about, bad luck. Maybe I lost the foot of my rabbit. I always think about how a foot of a rabbit could bring you a log. It didn't bring to the rabbit. What did it bring to you? But this is how we fool ourselves. Yes, finish the line.
Know for sure that you have committed a sin and in folly have brought forward compulsion, saying, this is my portion and lot. Then, why was that good luck in your hands yesterday? Through folly, you yourself have cut off your lot. The worthy man augments his lot.
Let's say this young fellow doesn't agree with all of them and say, but you generalize too much, blah, 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 blah. This is too much. Today for him, the advice will be, wait a minute. We understand that good luck and bad luck is out there and you could be lucky or unlucky. Then what? Sit down and see if you're lucky or you're unlucky. Put that part which you have nothing to do with it and is out of your hand out there. But there is something that is in your hand, it's you, your attitude. Change that one, at least it doesn't get worse. Yes, the bad luck is there, I don't know. When they say bad luck, I say, I know a lot of people with bad luck. They're in graveyard, they're dead. We are the lucky one, we are alive. Or we are the best one. Or we are the most clever one. We are lucky, all of us are lucky. I hope you could appreciate it. Next time we talk about the people who will ruin that luck and we go to Masjid Zera. Because we talked about the mosque. you could make a cliche that, oh yes, mosque is lovely. Oh, wait a minute. There are people who build up the mosque to ruin everything. The point is, the difficulty of the spirituality is there is no spell, one word, one simple key. It's a challenge which is quite enjoyable, and it takes time. Okay, back to where were we? It was, let me trust my eyes. Yes. Agreed. Here. Was it 2685, something like that, the beginning?
2665.
How is this told truly his hidden thought to Malawi?
2765.
Yeah.
That's
I remember the eyes, because the only thing I could remember is the shape in here.
Yeah.
I bring in my memorial picture, that's the only one I have. I wish I could memorize all of this stuff, I never could. Okay. How Iblis told Truri his hidden thought. از بن دندان بگفتش بهره آن کردمت بیدار میدانی فلان تارسی اندر جماعت در نماز از پی پیغمبر دولت فراز گر نماز از وقت رفتی مر تو را این جهان تاریک گشتی بی ضیا از غبین و درد رفتی اشک ها از دو چشم تو مثال مشک ها ذوق دارد هر کسی در طاعتی لاجرم نشکیبد از وی ساعتی آن غبین و درد بودی صد نماز کو نماز و کو فروغ آن نیاز آن یکی میرم در مسجد درون مردم از مسجد همی آمد برون گشت پرسان که جماعت را چه بود که ز مسجد می برون آیم زود آن یکی گفتش که پیغمبر نماز با جماعت کرد و فارغ شد ز راز تو کجا در می روی ای مرد خام چون که پیغمبر بداد است از سلام گفت آه و دود زن آه شد برون آه او می داد از دل بوی خون آن یکی گفت بده آن آه را وین نماز من تو را بادا عطا پوف دادم آه و پذیرفتم نماز او ستود آن راه را باسد نیاد شب به خواب اندر بگفتش هاتفی که خریدی آب حیوان و شفی حرمت این اختیار و این دخول شد نماز جمله خلقان قبول پس عزازیلش بگفت این میر راد مکر خود اندر میان باید نهاد گر نمازت فوت میشد آن زمان میزدی از درد دل آه و فغان آن تأسف وان فقان و آن نیاز در گذشتی از دو صد ذکر و نماز من تو را بیدار کردم از نهیب تا نسوزاند چنان آهی حجیب تا چنان آهی نباشد مر تو را تا بدان راهی نباشد مر تو را من حسودم از حسد کردم چنان من عدوم کار من مکرست و کین گفت اکنون راست گفتی صادقی از تو این آیت تو این را لایق عنکبوتی تو مگس داری شکار من میام ای سگ مگس زحمت میار باز اسپیدم شکارم شه کند عنکبوتی کی بگرد ماتند رو مگس میگیر تا تانی هلا سوی دوغی زن مگس ها را سلا ور بخوانی تو به سوی انگبین هم دروغ و دوغ باشد هم یقین تو مرا بیدار کردی خواب بود تو نمودی کشتی آن گرداب بود تو مرا در خیر زن میخواد